WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Who's controlling those drones that have been seen flying over some northeastern states over the past few weeks? CBS News Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto has some poll results.
Americans have a range of theories about who is most likely controlling the drones, with the U.S. government the most suspected. Following the U.S. government, people think private citizens and a foreign country or government are groups most likely behind the drones. 2% of Americans think aliens are sending the drones.
Is your Christmas shopping done?
I'm under strict rules by my wife to bring my three boys here for Christmas outfits.
I am almost done, thank God, and I'm going up to treat myself in the food court.
In a season when a record number of Americans are expected to travel, today is expected to be peak travel day, says CBS's Wendy Gillette.
An estimated 107 million will be driving for the holidays and 2.8 million taking flight.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin is grieving after Monday's school shooting. And on top of that, people have their own struggles dealing with a death or broken relationships or just being physically far away from loved ones. It can make it feel like there's a cloud over the holidays. Crystal Blair reports.
According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, 64% of people with depression report the holidays just make them feel worse. Corewell Health psychiatrist Dr. Ebrahim Sablaban offers a surprising insight. He says sadness is one of the most universal human emotions and should be embraced.
The worst thing somebody can do is really try to suppress feeling human, really suppressed, feeling lonely, feeling sad, feeling a sense of loss. It's very easy to say, oh, I need to get my mind off of so-and-so who passed away, but that's not the healthy way forward.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, help is available 24/7. Call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, to connect with someone for free and confidential support. While many enjoy snowy holiday scenes, the state's long winters and reduced daylight can also worsen depression, especially for those with seasonal affective disorder. Dr. Sablaban advises sharing emotions with trusted family and friends and reflecting on happy memories of loved ones.
To be able to embrace the traditions and the things that you shared with that individual, even if they're not in your presence, to be able to keep those things alive.
Mental health professionals also emphasize that while family traditions can provide comfort and remembrance, it's okay to let go if they become too painful. Explore new ways to celebrate, and over time, new traditions will naturally evolve. I'm Crystal Blair.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks beat the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the Bucks over the Wizards, 112-101. Giannis and Damian Lillard both sat out, so Bobby Portis stepped up, scoring 34 points, his highest of the season.
It's going to be nice where, you know, your best players sit out and get rest days, and then there's nice where the other guys have opportunity to step up and show what they can do. So it was a big win for us tonight.
The Bucks are in Chicago tomorrow night against the Bulls. NFL, the Packers holding practice indoors, getting ready for Monday Night Football. They host the Saints. We'll start rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler, a fifth-round pick out of Oklahoma. Now, just because New Orleans has slipped to 5-9 doesn't mean they will be easy to beat.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked. I don't care who you're playing. I mean, look at the game last week. I mean, they had a chance to win the game on the last play of the game. So, to me, every week's the same.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies today, a south to southeast wind, 5 to 15, with highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, a wintry mix of some snow and light freezing rain, temperatures in the upper 20s. Little to no ice or snow accumulation expected. Right now, it's 19.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that.
It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for an all-new live show. We'll preview the big Monday night football game, the Green Bay Packers. Brady Ewing will be here and many more surprises. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's our candlelight Christmas. Welcome aboard, everybody. On the music of the stars. The music goes on all the way till high noon. And by the way, we're going to be on, I shouldn't say by the way, this is very important. We're going to be on New Year's Eve from 7 until 1 a.m. Does this sound familiar? Silly question. There's a story behind this. Oh, there are many stories. I'll let Paul Harvey tell it and give you the punchline later.
The rest of the story. It is 1942. 1942, Bing Crosby just signed to do a new movie, a musical, and the composer had called a meeting on the set before filming was to start. This one composer always does this. He wants to demonstrate to director, cast, and crew how he feels that his songs should be performed. He even has a special piano, one with a special lever on it that slides the action back and forth, automatically changing keys without the player having to. It's a dilapidated little instrument, and the composer himself has a voice which carries nowhere. You almost have to hug him to hear him, but there he is, singing the score for the entire movie company. Well, Bing Crosby, the gentleman, listens patiently, but it's more than politeness. Bing can sing, but he can't read music. Did you know that? Bing Crosby could never read music. So he had to memorize everything. Well, one tune follows another, Crosby's sponge brain absorbing it all. Between songs, the composer hesitates and smiles. He says, I have an amusing little number here. And then the composer proceeds to sing it in his own high-pitched half whisper. Some of the cast members wince. They can feel it coming. And they glance over at Bing, and sure enough, he is starting to scowl. Crosby, a staunch Catholic, is widely known as such. Anything even vaguely smacking of sacrilege does not fit well with him. The composer finishes the tune. What does everybody think, he asks. And Crosby is ice cold. An amusing little number, eh? But what's so funny? There are moments of painful silence, and then the composer continued to review his score, and afterward in private to producer Mark Sandrich, Bing Crosby announced that he would not sing that song. Sandrich knows well which song Bing means, and he apologizes if Crosby has been offended. But there's a big problem here, because a primary stipulation in the composer's contract is that nothing musical may be altered unless the composer himself does the altering. In other words, the song to which Bing objects must be sung. Well, I'm going to telescope what happened next. There was a lengthy argument, but finally Crosby reluctantly agreed to sing it. Now it's later. They're shooting the picture. It's time to do the controversial number. The composer, knowing that Bing is performing it under protest, is waiting impatiently on the set. Walter Scharf, one of the musical directors, hoping to avoid trouble, tried to trick the composer into leaving the place. The composer plays along, but then returns secretly and hides behind some scenery. If they're going to tinker with his music, he's going to find out about it. But what do you know? Bing sings it straight. And the movie is released, and more remarkable still, the amusing little tune catches on. It caught on because it's wartime, and American soldiers far from home considered it a sentimental anthem, one perfectly expressing their own longing. And when composer Irving Berlin wrote it, and subsequently when crooner Bing Crosby sang it in the movie Holiday Inn, neither man had imagined the ultimate impact, that Bing's own recording would sell more than 30 million copies, that the tune itself would become second only to Silent Night, the most worldwide popular of all Christmas songs. The song the composer underestimated, the song Bing Crosby thought less than sacred enough for the Christmas season, the song that was almost stillborn, was White Christmas. And now you know the rest of the story.
Story I was going to tell you was when Irving Berlin sat at the keyboard at home and wrote that song. and finished it and got up, went into the kitchen where his wife was and said, "Honey, I've just written the best song I've ever written." He said, "You know what? I've written the best song anybody has ever written." True story. White Christmas, 1954, on its 70th anniversary. Europe, 1944. Broadway actor, star, singer, Captain Bob Wallace, and Private Phil Davis, they entertain the 151st Division with a soldiers' show, Christmas Eve. And there is Major General Thomas Waverly while he delivers an emotional farewell. And after the war, they become a successful stage team. Dean Jagger plays the general. I got to tell you, the general, Dean Jagger, was almost exactly the same age as Bing. Bob Wallace gets a letter saying, "Would you review my sister's singing act in a nightclub, Betty and Judy?" It seems the general's on hard times. His ski resort isn't doing well. There hasn't been any snow. By the way, the set they used for that is the very same set they used for Holiday Inn.
Precious moments, special people.
while the sisters are booked at a failing inn in Pine Tree, Vermont. And when they get there, they find there's no snow and it's keeping the tourists away. The empty Columbia Inn. General Waverly, he's the owner, nearly bankrupt. He put in his whole pension and life savings and... well, naturally, they decide to put on a big show, hoping to attract guests, and the girls are included. And then romance blooms, and... happy 70th anniversary for White Christmas. The movie, Paramount Studios. Later on, Bob Waverly gets a letter trying to rejoin the Army, but no, they don't want him.
Snow,
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 snow.
It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow, to see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow, where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no,
no
snow,
snow,
snow. I'll soon be there with snow. I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow. I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye go to sleep. And dream of snow.
Snow,
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 snow.
White Christmas, 1954, and it's 80th anniversary already.
Thank you, thank you. And now it's a great privilege to present my special guest,
an old pal from Army days, a great guy and a great entertainer, Bob Wallace. Bob's got a special message tonight for all you guys who are a part of the 151st Division. It's about someone who's very close to all of us, and he's going to tell you about it in his own special way. Bob?
Thanks, Eddie.
When the war was over, why, there were jobs galore for the G.I. Josephs who were in the war. But for generals, things were not so grand. And it's not so hard to understand. What can you do with a general when he stops being a general? Oh, what can you do with a general who retires? Who's got a job for a general when he stops being a general? They all get a job, but a general no one hires. They fill his chest with medals while he's across the foam, and they spread the crimson carpet when he comes marching home. The next day someone hollers when he comes into view, "Here comes the general," and they all say, "General who?" They're delighted that he came, but they can't recall his name. Nobody thinks of assigning him when they've stopped whining and dining him. It seems this country never has enjoyed so many 1, 2, 3, and 4-star generals unemployed.
Captain Wallace, who's responsible for holding a show in this advanced area?
Well, sir, as a matter of fact...
It was me, sir. Me, sir. It was my idea, sir. I mean, when you've got an entertainer, sir, of the caliber of Captain Wallace, sir. I mean, sir, it's Christmas Eve, sir, and... Well, sir, I mean that if you were in New York, sir, you'd have to pay $6.60 or even $8.80 to see hear a great singer like Captain Wallace, sir.
I'm well aware of Captain Wallace's capabilities. Who are you?
Philip Davis, a private first class, sir.
Well, at ease, Davis.
Yes, sir.
I said at ease.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
This division is now under the command of General Harold G. Carlton. I don't want you to forget it. Not that he'll let you. He's tough, just what this sloppy outfit needs. He'll have you standing inspection night and day. You may even learn how to march. And if you don't give him everything you've got, I may come back and fight for the enemy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I guess all I can say is how much I... What a fine outfit. How am I going... Don't just stand there. How do I get off?
Just happen to have a slam bang finish, sir.
Yes, sir. We seem to be getting a little mixed up.
Maybe it's the music.
Maybe it isn't only the music.
Now, what a cast. Danny Kaye, Vera Ellen.
The best thing happened while you're dancing. Things that you would not do at home come naturally on the floor. For dancing soon becomes romancing when you hold a girl in your arms that you've never held before. Even guys with two left feet come out all right if the girl is sweet. If by chance their cheeks should meet while dancing, proving that the best things happen while you dance.
can't see. Things that you would not do at home, but naturally on the floor. For dancing soon becomes romancing when you hold a girl in your arms that you never held before.
I thought without a doubt that I was through with all my care and strife.
Well, I thought that I was then the happiest of men. But after months of tough civilian life,
gee, I wish I was back in the army. The army wasn't really bad at all. 3 meals a day, 3 for which you didn't pay. Uniforms for winter, spring, and fall. There's a lot to be said for the army, the life without responsibility. A soldier out of luck was really never stuck. There's always someone higher up where you can pass the buck. Oh, gee, I wish I was back in the army.
Was back in the army. The army was the place to find romance. Soldiers in wax, the wax who dressed in slacks, dancing cheek to cheek and pants to pants.
There's a lot to be said for the army.
A gal was never lost for company. A million handsome guys with longing in their eyes, and all you had to do was pick the age, the weight, the size.
Oh, gee, I wish I was back in the army. Gee, I wish I was back in the army. The shows we got civilians couldn't see. How we would yell, hey, for Dietrich and Cornell, Jolson, Hope, and Benny, all for free. There's a lot to be said for the army. The best of doctors watched too carefully. A dentist and a clerk, for weeks and weeks they'd work. They'd make $1,000 job and give it to a jerk.
Oh, gee, I wish I was back in the army.
A day for which you didn't pay.
A million handsome guys with longing in their eyes.
I thought that I was through with all my care and strife. But after months and months of tough civilian life, oh gee, I wish I was back in the army now.
ladies and gentlemen, the Haynes Sisters.
Can you imagine Freckleface having sisters as cute as that?
It's incredible.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man.
I gotta tell you, during this, Bing and Danny during a break got the fans and did a couple of gags, and they thought it was so funny they left it in.
Hey, how about those big brown eyes?
Oh, they're blue.
Brown.
Ah, blue.
Oh, yeah. Deep blue.
The Haynes Sisters.
And here that is.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man. Sister, don't come between me and my man.
Ellen was cast as Judy, Rosemary's sister in White Christmas. Vera had enjoyed a successful film career starring in a string of musicals. After White Christmas, Vera only appeared in one more film, 1957's Let's Be Happy, before retiring from the screen.
It was funny because I had an absolute familial feeling for Vera because I understood that singing together, that working together, that was important, that worked for me. Vera and I couldn't have been more different from each other. She was disciplined. I've been told by excellent dancers and choreographers that she was the best dancer that was ever at Metro. She was patient with me. I would make mistakes, and I felt very inadequate, and indeed I was. There was one thing, though, that kind of evened out the situation, and that is the fact that she couldn't sing. So that her voice was dubbed. If they could have dubbed my dancing now, we would have had a perfect picture.
Actually, she did sing I think maybe three notes. At the very end, when they get off the train, she sang the final three notes of Snow.
Oh,
not a look on her.
Fits like a glove.
Meets Vera Ellen.
Only 300 carats.
300. Bigger hat, smaller price, if you don't mind.
200 carats.
200.
20 dollars.
Ah, this is it. It's fine. I'll take it.
I will get a box. Just a few seconds. Hey.
The music of the stars. Candlelight Christmas. Till high noon.
Oh, pardon me. Are you busy?
No. No, no, not at all.
Is that an American song?
Well, yes, it's a hit from a show that ran a couple of years on Broadway.
Could I hear the words, please?
Don't see why not.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
And it's very danceable, too.
Oh, yes, thank you. I shall want that. Anything else new from America?
Mm-hmm. Me. You see, I really don't work here.
Oh.
Your Highness.
Oh.
Well, I am still looking, thank you. I will call.
Your Highness.
Why, I guess that makes us about even, Your Highness. I mistook you for somebody professional, an actress or a dancer.
Yes, that is very odd, because I've always wanted to be an actress or a dancer.
Oh, really?
I'm afraid it is very improper for me to...
Oh, forgive me. I'm Kenneth Gibson of the American Embassy, Your Highness.
I'm terribly sorry. This may sound pompous, but until we are formally presented...
Oh, I understand perfectly. Well, the first thing you learn in a State Department job is protocol. Well, we shouldn't even be talking at all.
We are not anymore, are we?
Oh, no. The thing that threw me, I had no idea that the Princess Royal would be traveling about alone.
Oh, I am not alone. My equerries. They would like to stay closer to me.
I can understand that.
But I enjoyed the feeling of privacy.
Well, the people, don't they all know you?
Oh, yes, but they are considerate and kind. They pretend they do not notice me. I think I could do almost anything. Dance, sing, stand on my head even. No one would look at me.
First, let me call your attention to that wonderful singing group, Judd Conlon, the Rhythm Ayers, and Gloria.
A lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do,
you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two.
For I'd really like to stay.
Ooh.
It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do,
I'll be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one,
there is nothing more to say,
except it's a lovely day for saying
it's a lovely day.
say. No, there's nothing more to say. It's a lovely day.
It's a lovely day today. And whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
Well, that's very nice, Your Highness. And you were right, nobody seemed to be watching it.
It is a good thing Uncle Otto was not. Oh, forgive me, I have many things to do.
Well, if you've something that must be done, now don't forget two heads are better than just one. And besides, I'm certain if you knew me, you'd find I'm very good company. Won't you kindly let me stay? Well, if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day.
Music from White Christmas on its 70th anniversary.
So don't delay, it's not a day to linger.
Here's a ring for your finger. It's a little humdinger.
We advise
to live in love and honor and obey before he gets away. Make it handy, handy.
Wedding chime, bring happy time for Mandy and me.
Thank you.
Music from White Christmas on its 70th anniversary. If you look closely, George Chakiris has an uncredited part there, and 7 years later, he'd get the Oscar Best Performance, Best Actor for West Side Story.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery, and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep. You'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Do you mind if I say something just for the record?
Oh, of course not.
I think what you're doing for the general is one of the most decent, unselfish things I've ever heard of.
No angle?
No angle. I want to apologize for the way I sounded in Florida. I guess I've always been kind of a silly schoolgirl. You know the bit, the Lady Fair and the Knight on the White Horse.
Let me tell you something. It's kind of dangerous putting those knights up on white horses. Likely to slip off, you know.
I think mine's there to stay.
That's sure good to know. Makes a fella feel a little shaky, though, up there all alone on one of those bleached chargers.
You worried?
Kinda.
If you're worried, sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep,
and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Excuse me.
Don't just stand there. How do I get off?
Just happen to have a slam bang finish, sir.
Yes, sir.
We'll follow the old man wherever he wants to go. Long as he wants to go, opposite to the pole. We'll stay with the old man wherever he wants to stay. Long as he stays away from the battle's fray. Because we love him, we love him. And especially when he beats us on.
Music of the Stars, a tribute to White Christmas on its 70th anniversary. Bing Crosby, Vera Ellen, Rosie Clooney, Danny Kaye, and Paramount Studios.
Where the tree tops
Wallace. Welcome to the family, Buster.
Look at this. Relatives already, huh?
Listen, Wallace and Davis are flat, you know. We've got to get some loot. We've got to take the show to Chicago.
Oh, no, Boston. No.
I can't make it, huh?
I'm going to be very busy.
Wait a minute. I'll join you.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Have you decided on your New Year's resolutions? CBS News Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto has some poll results on that very question.
The new year may not see too many Americans making personal changes, as most say they won't be making New Year's resolutions. Just over a third, 36%, will be.
It's the final weekend of Christmas shopping.
I'm under strict rules by my wife to bring my three boys here for Christmas outfits.
I am almost done, thank God, and I'm going up to treat myself in the food court.
A record number of Americans are expected to travel this holiday season. This woman and her family are flying out of Detroit a day earlier than they needed to for their cruise departure.
We learned the hard way. Don't book it in the morning so we can try to rush to the boat. We book it the night before so we can relax and get there and fighting and screaming. If they delayed the flight like they would in December, then we could just get the one in the morning and still make it. So that's our goal. Stress-free Christmas.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz. Local